you know.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I thought a lot about what to do for that guy Joy kidnapped. And since I must have caused him a lot of stress, I decided I should treat him to a massage with Tammy, Camden's only legitimate masseuse.
Make sure you don't knock until we get around the corner. He can't see me. This gift has to be unanimous.
He knows it's just a massage, right? I'm sick of seeing their hips go up and hearing, "You missed a spot."
No, he knows. Sorry for what happened. Randy misunderstood what was going on.
I never had a legal massage. What's the point? It's like drinking non-alcoholic beer.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
It is a shame. It is a disgrace. It is embarrassing.
Don and Mike, go home and get your shine box.
You're making me sick.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
This show is just on myself.
With happy hands and mumbling mouths, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, good.
Well, we're having a problem hooking up with Stinks Lorenz, so we'll see if we can get him on here on this break.
Very good.
A friend, the former football player, who's on ESPN.
What is he doing now? I mean, during the season, does he work ESPN?
Yeah, actually... last night when I got home, I had an email from someone saying, make sure you TiVo NFL Live.
Okay.
So I did. It picked it up, or DVR'd it, whatever it is, at 12:40 a.m.
Right.
When they reran it, and they did a little bit on that show with his premiere on, I think it is The Guiding Light.
That's right. Okay. He's gone from, I think he was a center, wasn't he? Was he a center?
He's a guard, I think.
Or guard?
I think he
All
was
right.
a guard.
He was a guard, gone from a lineman in the NFL to a football commentator, now to a soap opera actor.
Yeah, well, anyway, we can't get a hold of him right now. So as soon as we do, we will let you know.
There you go.
You know what? That's my fault, because I pressed the button at the same time Rob pressed the button. So I just did all that stuff to the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we wiped him out.
Stupid me. Good wiping. Where's the tape of the convict? Hold on a second. Cut number 22.
Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton. Yeah.
Ah.
One of the guys who's in the Hooskow. Well, anyway, here he is.
We're getting special treatments because of her. We get 2 peanut butter sandwiches, 2 jellies, 2 juices. You only get one of those. We get 2 bologna sandwiches.
Yep.
We get right now. We're getting the Hilton suite right now.
So they're saying their treatment is better because she's there?
That is one of the butchie, almost like if you were going to do the stereotype of the average woman in prison. She's got the bandana.
Right.
She's got the tats. She looks like she can curl 100-pound weights.
Wow.
She's got half a mustache. And she's standing there going, yeah, we all get better food now.
two peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Paris Hilton is being treated worse than most inmates in similar situations.
Really? This is about her sentence, right?
Yeah. Most people who get the charged with what she was charged with get 3, maybe 4 days in jail.
Uh-huh.
She's going to be there until June 25th. And what's her name? Barbara Walters is still crying about this on TV.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, Barbara Walters never knew a hot story she didn't like.
Here she is today. Here's Barbara Walters crying about Paris Hilton still.
I was very pleased when Paris called me. She called Collect, which is what prisoners have to do. She talked about being a changed person. I'm sure what she's going through has changed her. She seemed very mature.
What about the vagina?
And I was happy to talk with her.
What about the vagina?
I have no plans to visit her in jail while I'm out here, and I think that...
What about the vagina?
She will get through this ordeal, and as she hopes, come out the better and the stronger for it.
Thank you, Babwa.
All right.
Babwa.
Goodbye. Let me see. And Jessica Alba, who was in that the Fantastic Four movie, hot as balls she is, but that movie is just getting ravaged by the critics.
Yeah, they say it sucks.
And they are really whoring her out everywhere. I don't know what her NBA connection is. I mean, I don't mind seeing Eva Longoria during the finals because...
Her husband won the MVP, right?
Mike, she doesn't have the ring through his nose yet.
Oh, it's her fiancé.
Her fiancé.
And she was all over that. She was very similar to Ashley Judd when that guy won the Indy 500. You know, I mean, you're seeing the wives; they're almost the bigger story.
I don't know who Jessica Alba is dating, but she was on TV as well last night during the game and the game before. After the Spurs won, when Tony Parker got the MVP, Eva Longoria did, in my humble opinion, she looked like the phoniest, fake, I'm only here because you're a star player thing. She was standing on the court, and you can't fault them for this because lots of the guys have their wives and girlfriends.
Right.
She's in the middle of the court. She's got a little tiny camcorder, and as she's looking at him getting his trophy, she actually does this where she puts her hand over her heart and does the, like, be still my beating heart. Mm-hmm. And then she does the thing where she, almost like she's got the vapors.
Oh.
Where the hand goes on the top of the head, and then she ever so delicately dabs one tear from her eye.
So she's doing the whole stage thing.
And she is mouthing, I love you. I knew you could do it.
Oh.
I love you. And the whole time, you know, she knows
the camera's
she's on TV.
Yeah, the camera's right there on her.
She knows it.
And Jessica Alba is dating LBD, the disc jockey.
Congratulations to him.
It would be Albi Alba. He's taking her name. I don't know why I had to say that.
Who is the commissioner of the NBA? Is it David Stern?
David Stern.
Howard Stern.
Did you hear him get booed last
Howard
night?
Howard K. Stern.
Did you hear the boos he got when he was presenting the trophy and the MVP?
They don't like him?
It was pretty apparent, I
think.
Wow.
Here's what... Jessica Alba. Yes. Okay. It was Jessica Alba that got Paris Hilton dropped from her talent agency.
Oh.
According to OK Magazine... Jessica Alba and Paris Hilton had the same agent. When Paris Hilton got arrested, Jessica Alba demanded that they drop her. And so did a lot of other people. Mm. So that's why they... Hold on a second. Something about Jessica Alba. I'm sorry. Kevin, Donna Mike Show, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
Apparently, Jessica Alba has like a huge Golden State Warrior connection where she sits there every game at courtside and cheers them on. So that's why she's a big fervent fan of the Golden State Warriors.
I just thought that they're just whoring the movie out. Why was she there last night then?
That's why they're doing it. She's whoring the movie out, but she has an NBA connection. And that's it.
Oh, so she does like the NBA.
Yes, very much so.
Okay.
Gotcha. All right, so and then the story about Jessica Alba, in a nutshell, is that she's the main one, although a lot of celebrities have gone to this talent agency to say, if you're going to represent Paris Hilton, don't represent me. Mm-hmm. She's the main one.
Oh, really?
That did it. She's the one that started it all.
That's a little catty, if you ask me.
Meow, meow, meow.
And why do all these lovely young actresses go for these NBA guys? Do you think it's because they're big?
Tony Parker's not big.
Well, he's bigger than us.
He's taller.
Taller.
We could kick his ass.
You think so?
He's a tiny little Frenchman.
But he's lanky. He's in good shape.
Sure he's in good shape.
But do you think that, do I say this delicately?
You know.
These NBA guys.
Tall.
Because they're so tall, do you think they're also large?
Well, like big penises?
Well, there you go. I was trying to be creative
lengthy
and subtle about it.
In every respect.
I believe that Tony Parker probably has the smallest penis of anyone on your world champion San Antonio Spurs.
Okay.
They're loaded with guys from Europe.
And Tony Parker is French?
Yes.
Why is his name Parker?
Because...
That doesn't sound like a French name to me.
Well, because when he was a boy, his Uncle Ben and Aunt May were taking care of him, and his brother Peter got bitten by the spider. I don't know why his name is Parker.
That's about as non-French sounding a name as I've ever heard.
Not if you call him Parquet.
Parquet. Tony Parquet. He just slides down the floor.
He truly does. No, really. Who has the biggest wong?
He has the butteriest shot.
On San Antonio. He's probably very well hung. I would guess that Tim Duncan probably has the smallest wiener.
Tim Duncan. Okay. And it's all done. Did you enjoy it?
No, it sucked.
It did suck. It was kind of a walkaway. Right?
I would think that the guys with the biggest schlongs would be all of those Euro trash guys that they bring. All the guys named like Vladdy.
Hey, just wiggle your finger.
Any guy that looks like he could be in the caveman commercial.
Hey, Jessica Alba, look at this. I've got this present for you. This is a big present for you. Would you like to? You've heard of the Fantastic Four. How'd you like to see the Fantastic 14? All right, yeah.
Almost 25 points a game. A shooting percentage of 57% for the finals.
Oh, That's the voice of David Stern.
Hello, I'm David Stern.
As he's about to bring out Tony Parker for the MVP.
And he speaks some French in the speech, which is wonderful.
Oh, really?
I didn't even hear this part. Okay, yeah. Good.
Performance that, how shall we say it, was extraordinaire.
Extraordinaire.
How shall we say was extraordinaire?
Extraordinaire.
At the end, he says...
Well, are they booing just because it's Cleveland? They're not really booing him, but it's the Cavaliers' ballpark. You know, I mean, it's where they're playing, so they're not going to be real excited about the presentation to the Spurs.
They should cheer the guy, though, because he's the king of the league.
Oh, shut up. You're right, Mike. They're booing.
They're unhappy people, and it is Cleveland.
Nobody likes to have another team win a championship,
right, exactly,
in your arena.
Not fun.
Percent for the finals. A performance that, how shall we say it, was extraordinaire.
Thank you. Now let's bring out the players.
So to the MVP.
The MVP.
We're very happy to have him.
Of the 2007 NBA Finals. Tony Parker, we say.
And his girlfriend, hot as balls.
Congratulations and bon chance.
Congratulations and what?
Bon chance.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Right. I know. I just didn't know if he mispronounced it.
Tony Parker, we say congratulations and bon chance.
God, that is the worst French accent I've ever heard. And bon chance.
You won the finals. You won the MVP of the finals. You're about to get married to the woman you love. Is there anything else in this world you want that you don't have?
I wish I had a bigger penis.
Here is what I will tell you. I would like to take a limousine to Atlantic City and then go to New York City and have 5 escorts. Thank you.
Find the Chinese concubine.
And bring a Chinese concubine back to my wife, Eva.
Hey, I'm not complaining. I'll definitely remember about 2007. It's a great year. And I'm going to thank God, you know, go to church when I come back in San Antonio and been very blessed. Very blessed. And I don't know what I did. It's a great year.
I'm going to dive between my wife's thighs tonight.
What does she see in me? I will tell you, she sees my fantastic 14. Yes. Bonsoir, Eva. Look what I have. Little Tony wants to come out and play.
Now, I'm so tired from dribbling my basketball. I must take a nap in your lap. Time for a nap lap.
Would you like to come over here, my little desperate housewife?
And I will say, in fairness to her, that every time I have seen the Spurs on TV, she is always there.
She's a big fan.
Biggest fan. But there was something just very phony, very, like I said, camera on me moment.
I felt the same way with Ashley Judd at the Indy 500. I mean, I really thought it was just like, I hate that when they, and you know, because the only reason they're showing the wives is because they're famous, obviously, and they're going to keep doing it. But there's just something weird about it. I don't like it.
Did you, you didn't watch the game last night?
No, I didn't. I watched a tiny, I watched a little bit of it. I tuned into it briefly.
Did you get a chance to watch any of that dumb driving show that I like?
No, you mean the Stars and Cars?
The NASCAR.
Hot Stars, Fast Cars, or whatever.
Last night they had a fashion model. I don't know who she is. Bill Cowher, former Steelers coach.
All right.
And who was the third guy? Oh, Shatner.
Yeah. William Shatner was in the car.
Shatner, I swear to God, they must have had an XXXL driving suit. He could barely get it zipped up.
And did he have trouble getting in the car, too? I mean, because that's a tiny little compartment.
They don't show that.
They don't show him.
They don't show
when they take margarine to get him. You don't want to see that. Yeah.
But that,
Jenny Crane.
That show is so bad. It's good. There are so many bad elements to it. It's poorly edited together. That absolute stain of a tool. Kenny Mayne is the host.
Oh, come on.
And it's him doing the insipid voiceovers. Yet I find myself watching as William Shatner's going 150 miles an hour.
Just him in the car?
At Lowe's Motor Speedway.
Oh, I'd love to do
that. Yeah. It is exciting to watch.
You know, I did when I was...
In my retarded opinion.
I did that, what do they call it? Was it the Richard Petty experience?
I did that too at Daytona.
But it's, you know, it's where you go out with a guy. Mm-hmm. And you know, but I'd just love to do it on my own. I really would.
These celebrities, and I use that term loosely. these celebs, they're at Lowe's Motor Speedway in Charlotte. And they close the place down. It's nighttime racing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they get a NASCAR guy. For instance, this model that almost wiped out. It was actually pretty exciting.
Oh, she really did? She spun out?
She got up to 130 miles an hour and got into a turn and lost it a little bit and skid all the way across the infield. And they showed her going round and round and round and round. She was following, I believe, Jimmy Johnson. They get a real NASCAR guy
right
to drive his car
to pace them
in front of your car. So you have somewhere to follow.
Oh, my God.
So they showed her as she was driving and started to wig out. They show him. What, Rob? Oh, Rob just wrote me a note. Women drivers. Pixie. Anyway.
Women drivers.
And I don't remember her name, but I know Rob's getting her a nice hot shower.
Uh-huh. Very hot. Extra hot.
That's a dumb show, but boy, I like it.
I just love to do that. I plan to do it. I want to do it. I really want to just get on a real speedway.
But like I said, it's Kenny Mayne, though, doing the voiceover.
Kenny Mayne, who is, he's not as bad as Stuart Scott, but he's getting there. And Stuart Scott doing the spelling bee, that pissed me off or something.
Yeah, but Kenny Mayne does those commercials for Progressive Auto Insurance, which bring him one step higher on the prick scale, right?
Kenny Mayne is just a guy that I've never really understood how he got to where he is. I mean, I guess he's kind of a smart ass. I guess that's his rap, but I think he's a terrible broadcaster. I don't like him.
He's a poor man's Craig Kilborn, I think.
Exactly. He's got the attitude of Craig Kilborn.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Do you know who I am?
Oh, no, he's back.
Hey, Fred.
This is Fred Rogers.
Hey, what's happening, dude?
Yeah.
Fred, are you dressed up in women's clothing again? Are you going as your alter ego? What's her name?
No.
Oh, you're not?
Hey, Fred, can you hold on a second?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the guy who's got that the model's name. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, that was Gabby Reese, the volleyball player.
Oh, Gabby Reese, the volleyball player.
And she wrecked. And on her race one, she only got to like 130.
She was flipped out.
But in practices, our friend Bill smashed a car. He's the first celebrity to put one out of commission.
Really? Oh, really? He really had a total wreck.
Yeah, that was in practice. He did. He got disqualified on his race run because he kept going below the white line. But he did do like 150 miles an hour.
You see, I didn't see enough. I saw the very.
I got to watch this show now. Now I'm intrigued. They have to keep it above the white line, like down at the bottom of the track.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's real racing. And thank you for the name. When Gabby Reese was driving, she was going about 135, 140. She lost control, started to slide, and she ended up. She could not totally stop the car.
Yeah.
She ended up literally 6 inches from the wall.
I got to watch this show. This show does sound intriguing.
Yeah, hey, guys, one other thing?
Yeah.
The coolest part about it is, you know, these are everyday people that don't drive like this. So I don't know if you remember, Don, but after she got into her little accident, just the look on her face, you know, like, oh, my God, I could have really just died.
Yeah, what's great is that they got the camera right. It's like a NASCAR thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you see after she's had this incredible spill, she's getting herself together and she's talking to herself. She's saying, I can't believe that almost happened.
Yeah.
And you see her hands shaking and she says, I guess I got to start the car up, right? Hello? And no one's talking to her.
Oh.
So then she hits the button and you hear, brrr, and then she kind of weaves away.
Oh, man, I got to watch this. This sounds actually
cool.
Pretty good. They really do it. I didn't know that. I thought it was just like, you know, they just take one of those phony little passes around the speedway.
What kind of a waiver do you think you got to get to drive a race car 150 miles an hour?
You know, you get over 100 miles an hour, anything can happen.
Mm-hmm. Hi there, Don and Mike show. What's up?
Hey, to pronounce Parker in French.
Yes.
It's valet.
Parker. Valet Parker.
Oh,
Jesus. Terrible.
Get out of here.
Denny Crane.
Drag him down.
Hi there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, and Mike. We're all here.
That girl, Gabrielle Reese, that was the name of the girl. William Shatner got kicked out of the race. He got eliminated.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call. The Don and Mike Show.
Granted, I didn't know all of the facts, but a guy called the show literally 2 minutes ago with exactly what you're saying.
Oh, about Shatner getting kicked out?
Not about Shatner getting kicked out, but about Gabby Reese.
Both.
Oh, okay.
Everything.
Yeah. Did he have Shatner getting kicked out?
Yeah,
he had that already.
Yeah, he had Shatner.
Oh, that's right, because he went below the white line.
Right.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Hold on. What are you? Hello.
Sir.
What are you?
He's gone. That's what he is.
Mm-hmm. You're sorry.
He's probably very distracted having his drive up to Slutsylvania. To see Mom. To see Mom.
Hello, Don and Mike show. To see
hey,
see all the sailors do her for Father's Day. Hello, what's up?
Hey, question for Buzz.
Yes.
I just saw that there's a new drink called Lucid out on the market,
huh.
And has he heard of that?
I'm not familiar. No, I haven't heard of it.
What's it for?
It's got wormwood in it. It's manufactured in France, but it's legal to sell and own in the States.
Well, it's very exciting. Yeah, I think I did read something about that, and I think they've taken the good stuff out of the wormwood. So I don't.
Yeah, that's Thujone or Thujone?
Thujone or however you pronounce it, but yeah. That's been removed, so it's really not the same stuff at all.
Oh, so it's not the same.
Not the same at all.
Just checking to see if you heard about that.
Are you still drinking Ensure?
Of course.
No, I wasn't talking to you,
talking
sir.
To Buzz.
You mean are
those
you
drink- shakes that you used to drink?
Oh yeah, what is Slim Fast? I think.
Oh, I
no,
thought you used to. No, you
used to
drink
the old man Ensure.
No, I didn't drink the old man Ensure. I drank the high protein for muscle development.
No,
Ensure.
No, you drank the teenager version
right.
of Ensure.
Yes, Ensure for kids. No, I haven't drunk that in a long time.
Okay, it was for seniors though, right?
There is an Ensure that's a nutritional supplement for anybody who needs it. The one
there
I
is,
drank
there is
was
no,
a protein supplement for muscle development.
There is no one who either, how do I put this delicately?
Uh-huh.
Buzz, there is no one with a pulse uh-huh. that drinks Ensure unless they have to.
I disagree. I'll bet someone listening does.
But it's, so it's, I thought though, isn't it marketed to
of
older?
Of course, it's for
It's for elderly people.
Right. Okay. It's for cemetery time.
I know that's what you want to believe desperately, but the truth is
well, I saw the commercials.
They have a whole line of products.
Oh, really? Sure. They're a,
each of them aimed at a different need.
They're a youth-oriented company,
that's
all
right. They're coming on strong.
Ensure.
But you don't drink it anymore, so it's irrelevant.
It's kind of moot at this point.
Why'd you stop drinking it?
Because I stopped working out as much, and I really didn't need the supplement at that point.
Did it help you when you were working out?
It's like any high-protein diet that you'd be on. Yeah, okay. I thought it was helpful. It has fewer carbs than, say, Slim Fast.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, let's take one call from a random caller to see if they know about Ensure.
Ensure for kids.
Let's see if they've ever heard of it. Right. Hello, random caller. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Brothers.
Hello, call. Hello,
hey, guys.
Caller, have you ever had Ensure the drink?
No, I have not.
Do you think it's for children or for elderly people?
It's for elderly people.
Uh-huh. Well, there we have it. That's the random call. That
expert
is
an opinion.
You know, unless you have any other questions. For
hey,
you.
I got another question.
What is that?
What's on?
I want to know when the arm wrestling contest is going to be with me and Super Dave.
I almost forgot about that. We'll work on that next week, Tom.
Yeah, we have to do that next week, Tom.
You know what?
What?
He's going to get his...
Right.
He's going to get his ass... Oops.
That's
okay. That's okay, Tom.
Can I say that?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's going to get his ass kicked
right.
by me because I'm gonna.
You're tough.
All right. I'm gonna hurt his. I'm gonna hurt him.
We love you, Tom. Good luck with your brain damage this weekend.
Hey, watch it! No! Watch it,
Tom. You're the one that said you're brain damaged.
I'm gonna tell you something.
Yes.
We went to a meeting last night. We don't say retarded. We say, people with disability and handicap.
There you go. Absolutely right, Tom.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Tom.
Can I talk to Charlie, please?
No.
Why?
Charlie's at a meeting right now for some people that are handicapped.
Please, Charlie!
Charlie doesn't talk to a retard.
No, stop.
Watch it!
Whoa, he's it. Watch the anger. Watch the anger, Tom.
Tom?
Okay.
Tom.
Okay. All right, Tom.
Tom.
Have a safe weekend,
I'd like to
Tom.
Say something. Josh? And, I mean, custom window tent rules!
Yeah,
what was
I
that?
Agree.
Yes,
right,
I
remember,
agree.
He's not retarded.
Right, exactly.
Nope, I am.
Yeah, you are what you just said. Don't worry about it.
Yep. Hey, Josh, custom window tent rules. Hey, you know, I'm. You
what
know,
rules, Tom?
Custom window tent.
Carson window tent.
Yeah, you know, Josh. You know when he's shot the cell phone thing out.
You say disabled. We say retarded.
Tomato.
Let's call the whole thing off.
So you're giving your friend a plug, huh?
Yeah.
Tom, do you have tinted windows on your automobile?
No, I don't drive. Bobby, do you drive?
No, I don't.
Thank you.
I use mass transit.
Why don't you drive,
no,
Tom?
No, you drive.
You know.
Watch it,
you know.
Bobby.
You know.
Yeah, you know. Bye, guys.
Bye, Tom.
Bye-bye.
You know when you Google something and you get, like, one line under it? Mm-hmm. When you Google insure, it says it's especially to drink for people with diabetes and Alzheimer's.
Hold on. Here's what it is.
All right.
Insure. Uh-huh. Complete balanced nutrition. I'm on the webpage right now.
All right.
Nearly. Mike, here's what it says. Insure.com. Mm-hmm. Nutrition for special health conditions. Mm-hmm. Nearly everyone has some kind of health concern at one time or another. Learn how Insure can help you manage your situation. Buzz?
Yes.
Was it diabetes?
Nope.
Cancer?
Nope.
Bone health?
Nope.
Pre- or post-surgery?
Nope.
I'm sorry, those are the only categories that are available. There is nothing that says young, vibrant people drink this like Mountain Dew.
Nothing about Alzheimer's?
No. I'll
set it on Google.
How about...
Look at the one with the yellow label called High Protein. Look into that, why don't you?
Why don't you?
I don't, you know what?
Isn't it good, though, that Buzz doesn't have diabetes?
I'm glad he doesn't.
What, did you click on products?
I did. I clicked on products, and then I clicked on the bottle with the yellow stripe.
Ladies and gentlemen, I can describe what's going on here. It's a little battle of the computer
but
screens.
But I will tell you that
they've turned it into a contest.
It is.
I will tell you that
I remember
I remember seeing you drink this.
Uh-huh. I'd love to be doing that.
Mike.
Yes.
When Buzz would drink his Ensure,
yes,
did he have a red, a blue, a yellow, or a purple label on his Ensure?
I always thought it was tan, and the closest thing to that would be yellow, so I'm going to say yellow.
Ensure High Protein Shakes are packed with 12 grams of high-quality protein to help you build muscle. And when you drink Ensure High Protein Shakes, you're getting a delicious source of protein that's low in cholesterol and saturated fat. Get more of what you want, less of what you don't. Ensure.
Buzz will drink anything that says 12 grams.
Well, there it is.
Yeah. All kinds of specialty products.
All kinds of specialty product for middle-aged people.
You know, are you sure the high protein shake wasn't Ensure? It might have been Peter North. He does a high protein shake.
There's Peter North again.
Sure, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
Sure. EPA ProSure Shake has been clinically shown to promote weight gain and help build muscle in people with cancer.
Yes. A number of fine specialty products.
The tips below are to help you take charge.
Mm-hmm.
How long ago did you have your last one?
My last Ensure? I would say it's probably been 2 years, maybe.
2 years. Yeah. Okay.
I'd love to take a broom handle and hit anyone that has to take a product for weight gain.
Now I see why he takes it.
Well, it's the good kind of weight gain, not ours.
No, ours is good.
Four Ensure tips to help maintain bowel regularity.
Wow.
Five Ensure tips to help deal with diarrhea. Five Ensure tips to relieve dry or...
Relieve.
I'm glad I say relieve. God, okay, hi there.
He's mentally retarded.
Hi there, I'm brain damaged. I'm not mentally retarded.
You know.
All right, Buzz.
Yes?
Here are your Ensure tips to maintain bowel regularity.
It's important for everyone.
Eat high-fiber foods.
Check.
Drink plenty of liquids.
Check.
Talk with your doctor.
Check.
Try a fiber-containing medical nutritional product.
Done it.
Such as Ensure.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Now, is that for all the Ensure products or one in particular?
That is just for Ensure. I'm on FAQ.
Oh, okay.
Frequently asked questions. What does Ensure do?
Are there any pictures of people with white hair?
There is no one here who does not look like they're out casket shopping.
Okay.
No one on the website at all.
There you go. That speaks to the younger people do it.
Hold on.
Old arms.
Oh, here's a young lady now.
Excuse me. No. Buzz, the hands for cancer appear to be very young.
But look at the diabetes arms.
It can happen to anybody. Here's a woman probably about my age, maybe a little younger.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoying some injury.
Yeah, but look at the lady recovery.
You know why she's drinking it, Buzz? She's a lady.
Hey, it's a lady.
It's a lady.
That's right. It's only for old people and women.
Well, yes. Uh-huh. Right.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
You know, I don't know how you're going to get out of that, Buzz. You're drinking, sure. Don't worry about it.
That's right. Well, there's a lot of fiber in your Slim Fast and a lot of carbs, too.
Mm-hmm. Do they have Slim Fast for seniors?
Thank you, Mike Touche. I couldn't think of anything to say back to him
because
he's like volleying
he is definitely giving his side of the story.
I know my
here.
Nutrition.
Tell you what, I'd rather have a few extra carbs than have my friends think I'm a feeb. What do you say to that, Buzz?
But it's 2 years ago too, so he hasn't consumed it in 2 years.
We don't watch him the way we used to.
Yeah, he might be sneaking it.
Bet you see a lot of Ensure commercials during Matlock on TBS.
Do you have any at home?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Liar!
You wish.
Ensure.
Just a little in his bong.
That's right.
And it's tasty.
Hello. It's good.
What Donna flavor Mike did you show. Use?
Oh, chocolate.
Of course.
Hello, Donna Mike. What's up?
Hi. I'm a trainer, and I advise some of my clients to take Ensure.
How old are they?
How long have you been working at the old folks' home?
I'm not working at the old folks' home. I'm actually working at a gym. I'm working at Bally's.
And how your clients that you advise to take Ensure
at Bally's?
Did you say Bally's?
Hey, where's my bow? Uh-huh. I want to play bow with you, and then I want to go to Bally's in Atlantic City.
Take me out to the bow game. Take me out to the crowd.
You got some big bowels, man.
Man, oh man, powerful bowels.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Sebi Bayes.
Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
We're doing very well. What's up?
I'm trying to get through.
Bally High.
I'm sorry. Just trying to let Don or Mike know that you can go to the Dover International Speedway and spend $400 and drive a car like 10 laps.
Sure.
That's almost worth it.
And I could put guaranteed on this box.
Market guaranteed.
What would you have then, huh? Well, you know what's happened right here?
Right.
It's Friday, and we've just absolutely lost control of the show.
We did. In a good way, though.
That's it.
Good way.
We've skidded off the road, folks.
Amen.
Well, we might as well just go to Buzz. What the hell?
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Okay. Might as well. We just go to him, but first we've got to play some wonderful singing advertisements.
Sure. Wonderful commercials. I think you're going to love them.
So the adverts, and then we'll be right back with Buzz.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I think that's a ballsy move you just made.
Brought to you tonight by Ensure.
Ensure, yes, God, they got their commercial. Now, even if you don't drink it, you're going to get like 10 cases of it.
I hope so.
Okay, I can't wait till I get cancer.
Thanks,
I'll tell
bro.
You what, your hands sure will be soft.
They sure will.
Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.